escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
Yo!
My man, how are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm great. No problems.
How was your
trip? Was great, man. It was great.
Would you call it a vacation? Or it was kind of a vacation, right?
It was, for sure.
Yeah, but it was sports related.
It was.
So, on that end,
yeah.
How did all that go?
The team didn't do so well, but you did great. You played really well for the weekend, so it was fun.
That's what matters,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
It'd be nice if the team does well, but
yeah.
Wouldn't you rather have it that he does well and the team does poorly than he does poorly but the team does well?
Sure. Well, I would. I don't know if he would, but yeah, I would.
Oh, he's that much of a team player?
No.
No, I wouldn't think so.
I just didn't want to say that out loud.
I mean, he's a young adult. He's got, you know, he's trying to make moves here. It's time to start thinking about what I'm going to do. Am I going to keep playing ball or not? Am I going to play ball in college? All those things.
Yeah.
So, but he did good.
He did good. He did really good. Yep.
Were there people down there, like, you know, scouts? I don't know.
Yeah, the first game we went to, I was like, wow, there was like, it's hard to tell, like, college scouts sometimes, but there was like, you know, you could tell the Major League Baseball scouts. They had like cards on, and it would say like, you know, Phillies, and they'd be just all in Philly sweatshirts, and you know, you could tell like all free team stuff. You know what I mean? So
I didn't,
like Phillies, Dodgers.
I didn't know that they would be down there. I think like college, but there were.
It was hard to see. I couldn't really tell. You know, you see some people in college stuff, but you know,
yeah,
I have college
sure.
stuff too. So it's like,
right,
you know,
right.
People look at you, they're like, "Is that a Michigan scout?" I'm like, "No."
I just imagine Clint Eastwood with the clipboard or something.
Yeah, but a lot of guys, you know, and you know. A lot of Major League Baseball scouts.
Doesn't that make them nervous?
Yeah, I mean,
it's not like every time you play a high school game or regional game here that there's scouts there.
No, there isn't.
So, and if there is, I assume it's the talk of the game. Like,
you kind of like, you know,
game.
For them, you're like, you know, they're not here to see you.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Like, in that sense, like, one of the games he played against was the Carlos Beltran Puerto Rican Academy.
Is that who you sent the picture of?
Yeah. Carlos Beltran Baseball Academy out of Puerto Rico.
And he made fast friends with these guys, right?
But that was one where I was like, you know, they're not here to see you, but if you do good, you know what I mean? So it kind of takes the pressure off a little bit. They're here to watch the Carlos Beltran Baseball Academy.
Yeah.
But if you do good, you know, who knows? You know?
Well, so why were they, you sent that stuff saying that they were getting along great and they were hanging out. What happened there?
I don't know. He's just,
did he play against them? And then,
he did.
And then they...
They all just became buddies. And then I took Chacho out to the beach and, you know, he's sending me pictures of him hanging out in the bar with the Carlos Beltran Baseball Academy. They all got their arms around him and stuff.
That's
they love
cool.
Him.
Yeah, that picture you sent me, it's literally just all of the Puerto Rican team and everybody, and then him.
Yeah.
And they're all just smiling. I was like, well, what happened there? Well, I wonder what's going on.
Crazy.
Is he making them laugh? What did he do there?
Yeah, he said he was talking to them in Spanish 2 class.
Oh, it's
and they're laughing and, you know, having a good time.
That's cool. Well, good. I'm glad he did well. I would rather personally.
They said, where did you learn your Spanish? And he's like, well, I take Spanish too. And he said, one of the guys was like, from a white woman? And he's like, yeah. And they're like, God damn. Like,
yeah. You never know when you take that stuff. When you go to test it on someone real.
Right, yeah.
I say real,
like, that
speaker,
is not what you think it means.
Right. Because you go, oh, no, I swear my teacher gets mad if I don't say this. And, but you know, I took German for like 8 years. My teacher in junior high was a white woman who didn't really speak German. And then all through high school, he was a guy from Kansas. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
he took some in college. And he always said he was fluent.
Mm-hmm.
Then we took a trip to Europe, or that senior trip that I went on, he went with me. And you watch him, and I kept waiting for him to speak German to people. Like, we're on the train, there's German people around, and he's speaking English to them. I'm like, what? Mm-hmm. What's going on here? And I never really did see him in a full conversation. It dawned on me later, like, he might not be so fluent. He can tell us he's fluent because he knows a lot more than we do. But then also, when you go to test that stuff out, and someone goes, that is not right.
It just
don't
sounds
use it that
different.
Way.
When I was growing up, there was a, I think he was Swedish, maybe.
Okay.
You know, foreign exchange student that, not at my house, but down the street. And I ended up becoming buddies with him. We go and play tennis and stuff. And I was always like, dude, you don't have to talk like that. Because everything was so formal and polite. But I didn't realize, like, he's just trying to speak the... You know what I mean? But he'd be like, he'd be playing tennis. He'd be like, I think that might have been out. I'm not positive, though. Would you like to replay the point? And I'm like, relax, man.
Right.
Why are you talking all weird, bro?
Because they learned it.
Right.
They learned to
be such a polite. Yeah.
Yeah. And when they're watching those videos in class, that's how people are talking to each other. Yeah. So
I think that's probably what he was doing. Like, you know.
Absolutely.
I think that might have been a strike, dear friend. And they're like, Jesus Christ.
And just, I'm sure, pronunciation. Like, right. what'd you say there? So, well, that's good. I mean,
so we had fun.
It's not like he's going to go play for them, but maybe they'll stay in contact. He did well. That's good. And also, I was thinking, because your parents. You lived down there forever.
Forever.
And then after your dad passed away, your mom moved. So when was the last time the boys were down there?
7 years ago?
That's what I was thinking, that it would have been seven
so
or eight
So we got to go do all this
ago.
Stuff. There's kind of like some closure there, too. You know, my dad passed away there. We hadn't been back. And,
right.
You know, we were able to go to like some of his favorite restaurants, drive by their old place, you know, go swimming out at the beach by their old place.
Did their old place look the same?
Yeah, and I just parked in like a guest spot and, you know, we went out swimming. So, you know, that was good, too, to just kind of wrap that up, you know?
Yeah, and that sort of feeling, you know, you and I both talk about that, having that for years and years of like, my dad's somewhere, he's just not here right now.
Right.
And I'm not going to think about the fact that if I call him, he won't answer.
Right.
But it's just sort of that, like, you know, things, I'm just going to pretend like things are the way that they were.
Exactly.
He's somewhere. And with your dad, you could especially do that because he lived so far away.
And I moved away so early.
Yeah. And so I imagine that, you know, being where he was.
Yeah, we kind of, you know, and going to his old favorite restaurants and stuff. It's kind of like, okay.
Seeing that somebody else lives in that home now and that. That's kind of crazy. Well, good. I'm glad you guys had fun. And then you
how
come back
you?
To this. Dude, it's been miserable here. I mean, it's been like, I think it said yesterday that it was 7 or 5 or something, but it always says feels like 0 or negative, whatever. It's been the cold. I told my brother, I was like, look, I complain about the weather here all the time, but I don't remember it getting really this cold more than a handful of times in my life in Kansas City. It's rare that it gets down to that low and stays that low for consecutive days. That was crazy, where you walk outside and it feels like water would freeze immediately. Like, you'll freeze immediately. Like, it's dangerous to be outside. And he's like, yeah, I think maybe 2008 or 9. I'm like, my point is it doesn't happen that often. Yeah, the weather sucks here, but this has been exceptionally cold. And then you see that it snowed like, you know, half a foot and on the beach and on the yeah. Gulf and New
Crazy,
Orleans is
right?
covered. So I can't imagine how overwhelmed they are in that part of the country seeing all that weather because they're not used to it. They don't have snow plows.
No.
They don't, they're just going to shut everything down. Hell, when we lived in Seattle, I assumed Seattle got a lot of snow. Turns out that really in the city they didn't apparently get a lot because we saw that first kind of dusting of snow there.
Right.
And they were freaking out. And you're like, oh, do you not get tons of snow? It's like, well, in the mountains we do.
Right.
You know, but not around
not
here.
In the city.
But especially if you go down south, if you're in New Orleans, I got to imagine that they're just like, okay, well, we're just not doing anything now for a week until this is gone.
Right.
Which, you know, sounds nice, actually, because here we had that blizzard, and then the next day, our boss and everyone else who works here is like, yeah, we're fine. Seems like you should be able to get here. So, well, we got a lot happened while you were gone, man.
Hmm. Like what?
Plenty to discuss. Well, you know, there was an inauguration of...
Yeah, I saw some of that.
The changing of power, right? Mm-hmm. Trump 2.0 has officially begun.
All right.
There's some sports
I don't
stuff.
Watch sports.
Oh. Well, there was college sports. There's some pro.
I don't watch that.
Some pro sports.
I don't watch it.
Well...
I'll for baseball season. I don't.
Yeah, it's getting close.
A
getting
dumb
close,
sport.
Huh?
The dumb sport.
Truly.
98.9 The Rock. Your home for the Church of Laszlo. The Church of Laszlo.
Well, you missed some good games if you weren't watching football. Mm. I mean, people have said that they were good games. I guess if they didn't have a lot invested in either team, you know, just as casual fans of football, I've heard a lot of people say those were pretty good games this week. You know, the close enough. Exciting. I mean, the Lions was a high-scoring game. That was a full
shootout. It was. I watched it, of course.
So.
It was just brutal.
And I think everyone, Lions fans, I've got to assume for sure, but everyone has this kind of look on their face when they talk about that Lions game of like, what happened? What was that? Like, what?
The Lions,
no,
that's what happened.
I know you say that.
Well, there wasn't like a terrible
exactly
call, right?
No.
Or like a big...
That wasn't anything too controversial.
Moment.
I mean, maybe decisions, you know, that people might disagree with. But I think otherwise it was you had the Commanders, which
play.
I think Lions fans wanted the Commanders because and anyone who was rooting for the Lions wanted the Commanders because he thought that would be the easier team to beat. And like you said, you didn't want to lose to Stafford again.
Right.
So you got the team. I don't think NFL fans... outside of D.C. probably think that the Commanders are an excellent team. They're a good team. Obviously, you don't get this far without being good. They looked really good, though. And, I mean, look, they looked good in both games. So maybe they're better than I thought.
Yeah.
So there's something to that. But you're thinking, like, okay, the Commanders, I think the Lions have got this pretty easily.
Yeah.
And then you just say it's, well, because the Lions break people's hearts. That's what they do.
That's what they do.
But you would have thought that they'd make it, maybe wait until next week or a few weeks from now to break everyone's heart, right?
I'm glad they just got it over with.
Well, there's something to that, I guess. Would you rather they lose now?
No, I'd rather them win. I mean, I'd have more something to look forward to this weekend.
Yeah. And then, but if they lost in the NFC Championship again.
Well, then, you know, it is what it is. But this way, you know. I mean, the record's better, but it's, you know, you didn't get further.
Yeah, yeah.
You didn't get as far.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I would have assumed, but I didn't know because, you know.
And I think, you know, there is something to it. I think the Lions, the defense, and we talked about it throughout the year, man, too many injuries.
They had a lot of injuries.
A lot of injuries, and they scored a lot of points, but it's just after a while, like, those injuries are going to catch up to you. And it felt like the same thing that happened against the Bills. Which was, you know, you just couldn't contain their quarterback. You couldn't. Every time you thought you had him stopped, he would just scramble.
He was good.
You know, and I don't think that happens if you have Aiden Hutchinson on the line. I think there's different things that they could do with different players. Carlton Davis, guys who were hurt, you know, but
they have like 18 players on IR.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's a bunch,
and that's
man.
One of those things that you can say, you can talk about, and going into a game,
everybody gets injuries. I get it, but they're you know, their defense
that's a
was
lot.
Hurt.
That's
it was
insane.
Hurt.
Yeah, and it's hard. It's just like the cold weather. You talk about it going into a game, but then as you're watching the game, you can forget. You see, hey, they got enough men on the field.
Right, yeah.
They're all in uniform. Here we go. This is the team that everyone says,
right.
You know, has got what it takes. And so you're surprised. But you got to remind yourself, that is a lot of injuries.
It's a lot of injuries,
a lot of teams have injuries at this point in the season, obviously. But that's a lot. And, I mean, think about the Chiefs. If the Chiefs lost, there's probably three guys on that team that if you lost any one of them, do you really have a chance? If Chris Jones goes down,
yeah,
then what happens, right? And you go into that with hope. I mean, we watched the Chiefs had a lot of injuries in that Super Bowl against Tampa Bay. And I think that fans still thought, okay, well, that sucks, but they'll find a way. Right. They're going to overcome. It's Mahomes. And then you watched it, and you're like, this is not the same team. And you know why? Because those guys are injured.
Right.
Part of it. I mean, look, Tampa Bay also found, I'm not trying to diminish
Tampa Bay's with you. Same
but
thing.
You go, yeah, you know what? This is worse than
you got. You got to play with them, and you couldn't finish it. So
yeah. And for the people who are
to watch.
The people who are mad about, I just think the Lions, this is a golden era for the Lions, even if they lost. This has been a good era for the Lions to be getting into the playoffs. It's been a long time without being competitive and getting into the playoffs like this, and being called the best team in football, or at least in the NFC.
Right.
The people who are mad at the coaches, I think, it's like, okay, let's step back. I don't know who's mad
at the coaches.
I see these people talking S on online in the comment sections and like on subreddits. I like to go to every team's after the playoff games. Okay. I do go there and take a look around to see what I'm interested genuinely in what they're mad about. And for the people who are mad at the coaches, you go, how far back have you been watching football? You know?
Right.
I mean, any team can win on any given Sunday. We know that.
Back on it, there's one play. It's the trick play.
Yeah.
You know, you look back and you're like, hey, you were moving the ball. No need for that. You're about to get back in this game. But if that play works, you're like, that was awesome. And I think if that play works and they score a touchdown on it, that's a momentum game changer where you're like, anything, these guys will do anything to win. So it just didn't work.
Yeah.
It was also brutal that the interception on that and the interception on the end zone were both done by Mikey Sanistrill, who had two interceptions in the national championship game for the Wolverines. Like, I'm like, you're my favorite player. I hate you, man. God.
Well, because anyone who's mad at Dan Campbell, I'm like, it's a little early for that. But I will say that if you go over and look at the Baltimore game, and you start talking about, okay, calling Lamar a choke artist, where he crumbles under the pressure of the playoffs. But if you start looking at Harbaugh, who's considered one of the all-time greats, if you start looking at some of those numbers that he has in the playoffs, it's kind of crazy. He loses a lot of playoff games. He's down a lot at halftime. Like, that's where you can start to go, maybe after a long time, you go, is something happening in the playoffs? But I thought that the Buffalo game, people overreacting to that as well, because it was zero degrees, however cold it was. I do think that's why. I mean, look at the stats. If you look at the yards and everything,
he had a couple moments. Dropped the 2 points.
He had that fumble. So the fumble was bad.
He had an interception, but whatever.
And the interception was kind of a floater. It was.
People do that, though. Like, it is what it is. I mean, he still had you there with a chance to tie the game at the end, and the guy dropped the ball. Like, it happens.
They were moving the ball fine. I think that fumble messed things up. I think if the team who gets turnovers, if you turn the ball over in the playoffs, you lose. It's just a well-known thing.
Yeah.
It's been, as long as I've been watching football, they talk about it. You cannot lose the turnover battle and win the game in the playoffs.
Also, people, just to defend Lamar a little bit, and people say he's bad in the playoffs. All right, but since he's been in the league, I'm just doing this off the top of my head, so I could be wrong. Someone could correct me. My guess is, since he's been in the league and came out of Louisville or wherever, in the AFC, you had the Patriots, who were just dominant with the best team we may have ever seen, and then that slid right into Mahomes and the Chiefs.
Yep.
So what do you want him to do? His teams have not been as good as the Patriots team, and his teams have not been as good as the Chiefs team. So now you went from having to beat New England in the playoffs, which nobody could do, to having to beat the Chiefs in the playoffs, which nobody could do, and losing to the Bills, which is maybe the only team that's ever given the Chiefs anything run for their money. Like, take maybe in regular times when you haven't gone from Brady to Mahomes, Lamar might be pretty goddamn good.
He's good. He's very good.
So, take that for what it's worth.
They played in Buffalo. I honestly thought it was weird that Buffalo wasn't the favorite to win that game anyway. I was rooting for Baltimore, was. And I'm kind of, in a way, rooting for Lamar to...
I think there was more questions on Harbaugh, the coach, for that in that game, at least in my mind. Like, dude, you have Derrick Henry. It's 0 degrees. Pound the rock.
That's what I'm saying. If someone's going to ask questions...
16 times.
Maybe they're hungry
in the second half.
Yeah, not...
What are you doing? And just run Lamar and run Derrick Henry and just go. What are
we
doing?
When they do that play, if you don't know who's going to run it, when he's, you know, play action set, that's lethal.
Yeah,
did it like once.
Yeah. And people say, I heard people saying that's because of the weather. Why is that because of the weather?
Oh, it'll be harder to pass.
Exactly. That's what I'm thinking. The ball's hard as a rock. Just can't you hand it to someone? Now, they say the players get tired. I get that. So maybe he doesn't run for 600 yards, but
everybody's getting tired.
It's hard to breathe, I guess. Yeah. So, okay, you go for these big runs.
Whatever.
But it's not like he'd been, it's not like he had 100.
On the defense.
It is hard. That's why defenses collapse.
You've got to come up and tackle a 260-pound dude every time. Yes. It's cold. It hurts.
Okay, yes, and that's why those defenses, if you look in those cold games at the end of the game, they're toast. Those defenses all, in those really cold games, just started to fall apart at the end of the game. So, yeah, I believe all that, but it's not like Derrick Henry. What I'm saying, he hadn't run for 200 yards in the first half. Like, we got to give him a rest. No. That wasn't it. So I think that you could ask questions about Harbaugh. I don't think Harbaugh needs to get fired.
No, of course, you got to
reply.
Certainly,
I'm just saying. But if you were going to ask questions about a good coach,
well, I just think the play calling maybe. But other than that, like, I wouldn't fire Harbaugh.
No. And I want to make clear that that's not what I'm saying. They do.
Right.
When they lose a playoff game, and it's like, man, they got you there.
Right.
They got you there.
You know, the playoffs are hard to win. You know why? Because the teams that get in are good.
It's hard to get there.
Right.
There are plenty of teams
that
know how hard it is to get
there. The teams that you're playing against are pretty good.
They're pretty damn good.
Yeah.
So then the Chiefs game, we don't have to talk about too much. You got kind of two camps. You got people that live in Kansas City or are otherwise diehard Chiefs fans somewhere else. And then you've got everyone else, which we knew to the Chiefs to be the villain. They've been the villain for plenty of time now. You think you're used to it. You know that the country's rooting against your team. It's just like the Patriots during their era. I totally get it. I'm mentally prepared. But then when everything is, you know, we knew that it was going to be us against the refs. We've got the head coach of a team talking about, you know, kind of, you know, I'm not really used to seeing that. Head coaches blaming refs for losses. You know what I mean? That's Snow Cone doing that, by the way. And also, it's not like that game was the slimmest of margins. I mean, when you get to the quarterback that many times, that's worth something. The Chiefs' defense was just absolutely amazing. They're as good as I've ever seen. It was exciting. The defense was exciting to watch. And you go, man, I hate that now this comes down to
but both things
those
can be
calls.
True.
Both things can be true.
That's it.
I think they need to start reviewing 15-yard penalties because they review everything else, and 15 yards is a huge deal in the NFL.
They reviewed that play.
Which one?
The first one that he got the roughing the passer. They reviewed it in New York, and they upheld it.
Oh, I didn't know that they reviewed it.
Well, you can't review roughing the passer.
I thought they didn't review those.
They went to New York.
I thought they didn't review those plays.
I'm positive on this.
In the playoffs they do now.
I didn't hear this all week. They reviewed that.
Because I do think, you know what, if we're going to review everything, we're going to review scoring plays.
The second one would have made it second and six.
Review.
If they didn't call that.
15-yard penalties. Go ahead and review
them. The one where he flopped didn't get called.
Yes. And, you know, the flopping thing is a whole other issue. I actually heard someone that I really like talking about that and saying that they who's not a Chiefs fan, a sports broadcaster, like, I like it. He's found a way to do this. I think it's cool to watch. I mean, just talk about total situational awareness. He was saying that maybe someone should teach Lamar Jackson how to do some of those things, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, it can make the difference in a game. I don't love it. I'm like, oh, because I know people are going to bitch about it. That's the reason why I'm like, oh, here we go. It's going to be that, you know, he's a flopper and that the refs love the Chiefs instead of the Chiefs are hard to beat. Because the Chiefs are hard to beat.
Not just because of the ref.
I'm with you. Both things can be true.
Yeah.
Those penalties, I don't think, turn the game around and automatically give the Texans a win. The Texans were getting... The Chiefs were getting at the Texans that whole game, and they were definitely getting at Stroud the whole game. And I think, you know, the Chiefs looked like a team that was going to win that game without the penalties. So I'm with you. Both things can be true.
Right.
I don't personally believe that the NFL is fixed. I'm not in on the scripted thing.
No, me neither.
So I don't know.
I don't know why it is. You know, there needs to be like a study done of some sort because it does seem like Mahomes does get a break on some of this stuff, but you know, but then the other part is the way people defend it. Like, well, here's all the penalties over the last 5 years with Mahomes, and I'm like, okay, but that you're arguing apples and oranges there because I don't care about a roughing the passer in the second quarter. I want to know in crunch time when it matters, does he get a break? Mm-hmm. I'm not positive, but somebody would have to do that. Like, all right. How close is the game, right? What's the down and distance? What do they need? Like, then is he getting a break? I'm not sure. The only time I think I've ever seen where I'm like, that dude gets a break is, and by the way, I think he's smart but I have definitely complained about it before, is that where he runs to the sidelines.
That's what I'm talking about, the flop.
And yeah. then he runs to the sidelines, and then at the last second, he looks like he's going to pull up, mm-hmm. and then he turns forward and gets six
he
more yards.
There.
And then someone hits him, and they're like, late hit, out of bounds. I'm like,
yeah.
There has to be a rule for that.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I'm watching game film of him, I think at any moment he's going to turn up and run. So I got to hit him. But then if I hit him, then you call me on a late hit. By the way, it's brilliant on his part. He should be
doing that. Yes, he's using the rules to his
advantage. But they changed it. The thing is, you know, they had the Kenny Pickett slide rule where he pretended he was going to slide and change it. I think, like, if a quarterback's going to run out of bounds, he should get to where he is and then put his hand up.
Like a fair catch?
Like a fair catch and be like, this is where I'm out.
Okay.
I do. If they're going to call
roughing, they could do something. They could do something for sure. And to see him run.
Just call yourself down.
He knows he's about now to get pushed out of bounds, so he overdoes it, you know, that whole thing. And you know, and I could just hear Laszlo's voice talking about how, well, you know, the thing that bothers me that Mahomes does. So when he did that, I was like, God damn it, son of a bitch. But the point is,
there was no flag.
Yeah, right. Well, that didn't work. So we are where we are now, which is, are you going to be rooting for the Chiefs? I have my doubts.
Me?
Yeah, you.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, your son's a Chiefs fan.
Yeah.
Or he was, last I heard.
I mean, it's a...
The Chiefs didn't beat the Lions.
I know, it's a lot, man.
The Church of Laszlo. On 98.9 The Rock.
Yo!
Yo! Well, now that we got you caught up on all the sports stuff you missed, the one thing we didn't cover was that the Ohio State, they won the national championship. But that's good, right? That's what you wanted because Michigan beat them, so that means Michigan's better than the national champs. They beat the national champs.
And Michigan was the defending national champion, so I don't know.
They should still really be the national champions.
Right, I mean, to be the champ, you have to beat the champ, beat him.
You would think. That trophy should just stay there, right?
It should.
So
you didn't beat us 13-10, whatever.
Yeah, I don't understand. But, even though I know you said that's probably how you'd want it to play out. I just, as I was watching that game, I thought, I find it hard to imagine that he's actually excited.
But
that
I don't
Ohio
I'm
State's
like I'm watching
well.
Notre Dame, too. I'm like, I found it hard to root for him. So, like, you know, I hate both those teams. That's 1 and 2 on my hated list. So
yeah, I don't have that. I have it for Ohio State.
Mm-hmm.
I know how much you hate them, so I share your hatred. But I don't hate Notre Dame like that. So I was rooting for Notre Dame, but you could just tell. I was like, no.
No.
I don't think they're going to win this game. But you know, early in the second half, I was like, "Yeah, Ohio State."
They made a little
good.
Bit of a run there.
It wasn't a total blowout,
mm-mm.
obviously, but you just kind of knew Ohio State was going to win that game. So now there's been other stuff though, non-sports related, that's happened while you were gone.
Like what?
I don't know if you noticed any of it. Like maybe if the weather was a little bit colder down there than you see, that's been a big story. All this Arctic weather that they've been having in the South, once in a lifetime snowstorms in Louisiana, all this stuff. Didn't know if that would affect your flights or anything, but there was also an inauguration. Joe Biden's out. We got a new president.
What's his name?
Snow cone will look it up. We'll know before we get back. It's Trump again. Trump 2.0.
Okay.
That's
got
right.
It.
Right? Trump 2.0?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And he made a lot of executive orders. And so that's been the news. And then the TikTok thing, I think, you know, that's the one thing people really care about. You can pardon people and do all that.
Like, wait, went away and then it came back?
Yeah, it's back. It's back. Now, like, how long? Well, we're not sure, but I'll try to explain that to you. Also, people love to bitch about Netflix raising their prices. So, okay, well, they raise their prices again, or are going to, I guess. I guess I'll let you know about that in case you weren't paying attention. But something I know you do like that is sports related, the Baseball Hall of Fame, 2025 Baseball Hall of Fame.
What jackass didn't vote for Ichiro?
He made it.
I know, but there's one guy.
Oh, you're talking about because it was
one guy. It was like, it was the same thing with Jeter. One guy who's like, yeah, you know what? I don't think so.
You're right. That's weird.
What don't you think about it?
It's got to be an accident, right? When you're punching the
like,
card.
What would you look at Ichiro's stats and be like, boy.
And you don't get to find out who it was?
They might. I don't know. I didn't look it up, so.
They should be forced to defend themselves.
But it is one guy. There's one guy voted no.
Okay, I didn't know that's literally one person.
I think if it's one guy you vote no, if every other baseball writer, I don't know how many there are, but every other baseball writer voted somebody in, and then it's one guy who voted no, I think I should just pull your thing and be like, you don't get to vote anymore.
You don't get to do this.
Because, like, it's so
obviously
obvious,
you're wrong.
Right? If there's two of you who vote no, then okay. But this is clearly you.
It's a you thing.
So you gotta go.
Yeah.
The Church. The Church of Laszlo.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.